You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Nathan Zagura, Michael Regei back with you here. And if you want to look fashionable this summer, why don't you check out the new Browns Nike Summer Collection. It's in. You can stop into the team shop downtown Cleveland at First Energy Stadium. Open 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. 7 days a week. Or shop online on the Browns mobile app or at shop.clevelandbrowns.com. Nathan Zagura, Michael Regei. We're going to go through our Twitterverse for a second here right now. And I'm going to start off with one right here from an interesting point, one we've talked about, but we can again, from at Devin Collins. Said the team will pull out all the stops to help Gordon due to need. Best similar situation, he was dumped. Hashtag double standards. Mm. And this is what I would say. There are double standards. We acknowledge that. I think that one of the differences as well is that Devon Best was taking pictures of himself with drugs on his own Instagram, publishing them himself in a way, kind of flaunting it, and then, you know, was disappointing, didn't finish the season out on the roster because he was suspended by the team. Kind of just an ugly situation, no performance. And yes, performance will buy you opportunities. I'll tell you this.
Absolutely.
If you are in any line of work,
yep,
any line of work, whether it be a broadcaster and you have problems and you do something bad, I'll tell you what, if you're a marginal broadcaster that doesn't have a big following, you're out. If you're very, very good, you will get chances to come back and come back because that's just the way the world works. That's the bottom line. That's just the way that it is.
We mentioned that the other day. Look, professional sports, somewhat, you know, you might say, unfortunately, are strewn with tremendous talents who are tormented by their personal demons, troubled souls that have been given opportunity after opportunity after opportunity. It's always been that way. It's going to continue to be that way because you got it, Nathan. You perform at a high level, you're going to get opportunities. You don't, they'll be gone with you and not look back. It's just that way. It's that simple. So if you want to call that a double standard in professional sports, it's that way in every walk of life. Those that perform the best, those that are considered that can help an organization win, they're going to continue to get opportunities. That's right.
All right, and I got another one here on my Twitter, my timeline as well, and I think this is one that we should address from Al Morath. I hope you mentioned Brazil and Germany. My goodness, yesterday. That was one of the craziest things I've ever seen, talking football, not football. Unbelievable. Germany just decimating the host country yesterday, Reg.
Nathan, I was very locked into that, and mostly after the match because of the you talk about despair and like a whole nation. The Brazilian reaction was one of like complete despair, humiliation, and embarrassment. I've never seen anything like that in sports that has just brought a nation to their knees. The players were crying, apologizing for embarrassing the country. Pretty wild. Pretty severe stuff.
Yes, indeed. What do you got going on your Twitter?
What do I have going on my Twitter today? Let me see. What do we have here today? Well, I to be honest with you, I've got a lot of conversation about LeBron
James, me too,
in the National Football League.
Me too.
I think Derek Mosley at DMO State says to all of us, you, me, I'll say it for you guys, LBJ would never play in the NFL. I think, though, he might be a quarterback. So, with those kind of skills, you never know. I get a lot of stuff about LeBron James because we brought out today his high passion, his regard for, and seemingly still holds near that, I don't know, maybe in his own mind he's not given up the opportunity to one day suit up in the National Football League, Nathan.
He says he wants to play one game before, yep, it's all said and done. That is very, very true. One I've also seen an interesting quote here on my Twitter timeline, and this is just kind of, you know, people looking at all this stuff, but basically a consensus, and one of the things I saw from Charles Barkley saying today, that the fact that Johnny Manziel continues to be in these pitchers is a sign that he is too immature for his current level of fame right now.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think you could make that case, and hopefully we can get that maturity level coming forward from Mr. Manziel as we proceed here. All right, we are going to take a quick break when we come back. You want to talk LeBron? Let's do it. 216-578-0850. It's Cleveland Browns Daily. It's Zagura and Reg Eye here on ESPN 850 WKNR.